Okay, again, we're up to Simon Yud Ches, Yud Dalid. It's on page Kuf Yud Zayin. On the bottom. On the bottom. Shemoneh Esrei Lo Yimoz Beinav. It's a simple matter. Now, when you are reciting Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to wink with your eyes. Lo Yikritz Bisfasav, do not make motions with your lips. Lo Yirabiyetz Baisav, do not point with your fingers. You're not allowed to be mafsik for anything within the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, not for Kaddish, not for Kiddush, not for Baruch Hu, Ella Yishtach V'Yichavim L'mashoim Hashtach Tzibor, Ashliach Tzibor V'yat Tzibor. In the event when you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you hear they're up to Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. The ideal thing is just to stop what you're doing and be mechavim, listen to what the tzibur is saying, and that you fulfill your obligation by listening shemeya ke'oine. And we do not consider the listening to be considered to be a hefsek in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's fine. V'yichoshev lo'i ke'oine l'nin zeh she'yotzei, and it's considered as if you have actually said the words by listening to what the tzibur says. On page Kuf Yud Zayin, the bottom of the page. It's not called as... What he's alluding to over here is a very complicated concept in halacha. How could it be monavshach? If shoneya is ke'oine, if when you listen to the shliach tzibur, your listening counts as if you're actually speaking, that should constitute a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Just like you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, if you talk, you have to start all over again by listening and having kavanah that my listening should be, or articulating the words, or listening to shliach tzibur say the bracha, listening to the shliach tzibur say Yehoshua Rabba. If that counts as if I actually said it, that should constitute a hefsek in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So that is an incredible halacha. It works both ways. You get the advantages of both. Thinking is not a hefsek, but it is a fulfillment. It's as if you actually said it to get credit for saying the words and answering on me. How does that work? We don't know how it works. It works. That is the world of halacha. Halacha does not follow the world of reality. Halacha is its own. It's its own world. You find that many, many times. The contradictions. How can you both be right? A person comes to ask a question. Like that was the class we had in the Daf Yomi not so long ago. A person goes on a road. There's one road. There are two roads. Right. There's road A and road B. One of the roads, definitely, without question, there's a dead body buried. Definitely, there's no question. And two people walk. Reuven walks on road A, and Shimon walks on road B. One of them, and they're both Kohanim, or not Kohanim, they have to bring a carbon Pesach. One of them for sure is contaminated. There's no ands, ifs, and buts. This is the world of reality. And one comes to the rabbi and says, I walked on road A, and I do not know, we do not know if the dead body is buried in road A or road B. It's definitely buried in one of the two roads. Am I Tomei? The rabbi says, it's a suffix, 50-50. 50-50, Tahar. Next walks in Shimon, and Shimon says, I walked on road B. I don't know where the dead body is buried. Am I Tamei or Tar? What does the rabbi say? Tar. How could you both be Tar? How could they both be Tar? That's halacha. The halacha, it follows its own set of rules, even though in the world of reality, it has to be one of the two. It's Tamei, it does not matter. Halacha has its own set of rules, and that's here is a very important example which applies every single day. This happens at least once a day when you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're in the middle of Davar Shebekdusha, and you hear some make a bracha, you're not able to answer. The best you can do is be mechavin, or just listen to what's being said, and that's sufficient. It's not considered to be a hefsek, even though you do get credit as if you actually said the words. Yeah. Yeah. Same idea. The same idea. The tekiah is as if you actually, well, the Baal Tekiah is blowing the shofar. So there I think it's easy because it's a form of prayer. When you blow the shofar, the sound of the shofar is a prayer. It's a sound that comes from the heart. So when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you are actually praying. So this is an expression of prayer that really would not be considered a hefsek at all. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Avol betfilas l'kai nitzar. Now this is very interesting. When you finish the bracha, ha-mevareich es amo Yisrael ba-shalom. And that's a very difficult part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Technically speaking, you're finished because you made the last bracha. But on the other hand, you did not take your 3 steps backwards. You have not actually departed from the Shechina. So you're really in the middle. On the one hand, you're finished, but being that you did not depart, take your steps back, you're still part of davening. So what should a person do if he says, and he now wants to say L'Kai Nitzar, and he's in the middle of L'Kai Nitzar, and now hears the Chazan say Kedusha, or Yehi Shmei Rabba, how do you deal with this situation? So it's not so simple. It's a very, very big dilemma in halacha, the whole status of a L'Kai Nitzar. Avol, but filos L'Kai Nitzar, mutu l'hafzik l'dvorm sh'mafzikin v'emsa ha'perek, shel birchas kriya shma u'kriya shma. It's very chomor. We know that we learned the laws of the mafzik during birchas kriya shma. There are times when things that you can be mafzik in between the brachas, between the brach of Yotzah Hamaoros and the brach of Ahava Rabba. There are things that you can do in between the parakim. There are leniencies, but within the perik itself, within the brach itself, within Ahava Rabba, within the brach of Yotzah Ar, it's much more strict. So Elokai Nitzar has the same status as being within the middle of a bracha, within the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma, within the middle of the bracha, Elokai Nitzar, in between Hashem Elokecha Memes, or even within Kriyashma and Goal Yisrael, whatever you're allowed to be mafsik at those points in time in the tefillah is what you're allowed to do within Elokai Nitzar. Avol b'tefillas Elokai Nitzar mutu l'havzik l'dvorim sh'mafzikim v'emsa perek shel birchas kriyashma or kriyashma u'mikol makayim. That's what you're allowed. So therefore, you're very limited. You're extremely limited. Basically, you're not allowed to. Basically, pretty much, most things. I don't remember all the details. Most things you have to review the halachas of what you can be mafzik v'emsa perek. Most things you're not allowed to do within Elokai Nitzar. We have to be able to review that. But if you can, what is the alternative? What is the best? What is the solution? If you see that the tzibur, the shliach tzibur, is coming near kedusha, and you want to respond, and you are in the middle of a Elokai Nitzar, the solution is wherever you are in the middle of a Elokai Nitzar, just say at that point in time, Yehiyu l'ratzayin imrefi v'hegin libi l'fanech Hashem tzri v'goli, and that is your exit clause. That is your escape. You're now out of the Shmona Esrei, and now there's no limitation. You can recite the entire Kedusha, even things that you can't do, the Emsa Perif, you can do now at this point in time. Now you're looking in the Siddur because you right away think that you see Yehiyu Tzur right away, right? In some Siddur, that's what you're thinking. Okay, that's what the Kitzur is going to mention in a few moments. Most people, the vast majority of people, only say Yehiyu Tzur once. They say at the very, very end. In most of the Siddurim, almost today, almost all new Siddurim today that are printed, it says it twice. It says in teeny little letters after you say Ham Levarich Hasamay Shabbat Shalom, it says Yehiyu Tzur Mefiv Yagim Levdach Shem Zivigoli, and then it says at the very end, right before you say Yehiyu Tzur for the Beis Hamikdash. Enochanami, that's what it's going to tell us in a few moments. That is an approach. Some people say it twice. If you say it twice, you have no problem whatsoever. If your custom is only to say it once, and now you find yourself in a little kind of tzar, and you want to be able to answer Kedusha Yehi Shmei Rabba, then you should take advantage and say wherever you are in a little kind of tzar in order to be able to say the Kedusha Mekadosh. Now, this is something which not everyone knows, that if you also have time, it's even better, in addition to saying Yehiyu L'Ratzon, to take 3 steps back. Because just saying Yehiyu L'Ratzon is not a full escape clause. Okay, it's not a full escape. The best thing is to push the eject button, right? Parachute out of the plane. You push the eject button, that is to take your 3 steps back. Some have this custom. You say it right away. You say it right, some have that custom to say it before you say Elokai Nitzar. Then you say it a second time at the end of the Elokai Nitzar. Pam Shenis Yilu Ratzon. The Kitzur says that's the proper thing to do. If a person's custom is to say it twice, then you have no problem whatsoever. You can answer anything that you want in the middle of the Elokai Nitzar. Next, new halacha. At the end of the Shmona Esrei, toiv loymar pasachecha min haTorah, oy min neviim, oy miktsuvim, hamaskel beois behaschol haShemoi, umasayim beois kmos siyum Shemo. Okay, did anyone here does this? in the back of the sitter, the psukim of names. Okay, the psukim of the names. You do it. A psukim of names. It's a good thing to do. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to say. You're supposed to find out they have a table in the back. You look for your first letter of the name and the last letter of your name, and there's a pasuk that corresponds to your name, and that is your pasuk. Now, in Tanakh, there are a lot of psukim in the back of the sitter. They only give you a few. There are other. If you want to go to the Sfarim store, you can ask. They have some more complete Sfarim that have. You can select the pasuk that appeals to you, that you find you're more comfortable with, that you have that you say. And this is a Kabbalistic concept that by saying this pasuk, when you'll come to the Olam HaEmes, you won't forget your name. We have no idea what this means. I'm sure you will see my funerals. When they lower a person into the kever, the chever kadisha, they say to the person, your name is so and so, such and such, and don't forget your name. They even say those words. I heard that. Don't forget. They say it in Yiddish. A lot of them say in Yiddish, this is your name. Don't forget your name. What does that mean? I mean, I don't know. Chias Anesim. Yeah. You're so nervous. Yom Hadin. You have to have the name. I don't know. Yeah, whatever this thing means. We don't know what this means. I once saw, you know, the person goes to many Gilgulin, right? What does that mean? Someone heard me say this, and I used to go to yeshiva, told about Gilgulin, thrown out of yeshiva. Now I'll talk about Gilgulin. But a person goes to multiple Gilgulin in their existence in this world, so for each Gilgul, you gotta, you know, keep track. In this Gilgul, this was your name. I see that doesn't go well here. I agree with you. I just did it out to wake you up. But there is such a concept, and why not? It's brought down. The Kitzur brings it down. The Kitzur is not a Kabbalah Sefer. This is a very straightforward, practical Halacha Sefer. And he does say, Yesh oimim dekoidim shoimer es ha-pasuk yilu rotzim toiv loimar pasuk echa min ha-Torah oimim nadim oimim ksuvim ha-maskel be-ois be-aschol shmo v'sayim be-ois shikmoi v'sim shmo. I always tell people, you always have to do something at least once in your life. You have to have the full life experience. There are people that will never put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. It's not my minhag. I'm not a Hasidish person. I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know from this. 100%, it's not your custom. But you have to at least once in your life. Once in your life, have the experience of putting on. You have a time after davening, you have a friend, he has Rabbeinu Tam, you have a couple of minutes, you put on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin and you say Kriya Shema. You should have that experience. You don't say the pasuk of your name once in a while, once a year, maybe Yom Noroyim. It's kedai to always have the full life experience to do things that you normally don't do at least once to get an appreciation of what these things are about. Venerally, a person that hears the dilemma, a person says he goes home twice, when should you say the pasuk of your name? So he says here, those who say it twice, the second time, at the very, very Eshrei, not after you say Averech, you should say it the very first time. Okay, now he doesn't talk about Chazaras HaShatz, but this is a very big issue, and it's ideal, we mentioned this before, that it's ideal that when you're Shliach Tzibor, you get into a lot of trouble, it's very hard to do this, because the tzibur is on edge, most of the time, even in the most religious minyanim, the most extreme right-wing minyanim, that when you finish the Shmona Esrei, it's proper for the shliach tzibur to say also, Yehi lo tzim refi vegin b'vdech Hashem tzibur goli, before he says Kaddish, before he says Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Now, do you say it out loud? The Mishnah Berurah very clearly says you do not say. You say Hashem sifasai tiftach, and Yehi l'ratzon shall be said in an undertone. It's quiet. I know that Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that it should be said out loud. That's a very famous pesach from Soloveitchik. If you go to Yeshiva University, those Talmidim among him, when they start the Shmoneh Esrei, they start out loud, Hashem sefosai tiftach ufi yagir tilosecha. In this neighborhood, you very rarely see it done. There are not this generation of Talmidim don't necessarily do that. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Mishnah Berurah says it should be said balachash. So most of us who live in the Mishnah Berurah generation, and they say it Bilachash. Okay, so when you say Hashem Sifasai, it doesn't make no one's holding you up to start. But when you finish the Shemona Esrei and you want to say Kaddish, especially on a day when you do not say Tachnun, the Tzibur has a gun at your head. And if you don't say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash within the same breath, you're going to hear it from the Tzibur. And the most of the Tzibur is not aware that the proper thing to do is to say Yihiyu L'Rotz. Unfortunately, it should be that if you do say Yiskadal, they should scream at you and they should say Yihiyu L'Rotz. It should be the other way around, right? They should bang on the table that you're not properly saying Yihiyu L'Ratzon. Unfortunately, that's not the way it is. People don't know the halacha, but if you can teach your community, your tzibur, you ideally should say quietly Yihiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi after you finish Hamivarech Hasamo Yishol Bashlom before you say Yiskadal V'Yiskadash. Today is a good example. Today you don't say you don't say Tachlon today at Mincha because it's Erev Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av is a Moed. Koro Olai Moed. It's a Yomtif for only one reason. The pleasure of not saying Tachlon. It's like the greatest pleasure in the world not to say Tachlon. But that is what that is an halacha. Okay, let's just do one more halacha, and we'll stop. Kavar nispar b'sim yidal yidays b'sim gimel the im margish be'atzmai. Kenu halacha. These two halachas really go together. So maybe we should do these two halachas design very quickly. Kavar nispar b'sim yidays b'sim gimel the im margish be'atzmai. Afilu k'tzas hargoshul tzrochav also l'spal ad shi'inake esatzmo. We know that if a person has to go to the Beis HaKiseh, if a person will anticipates that he will need to go to the Beis HaKiseh within an hour and 12 minutes before he begins the Shemona Esrei, he should not go, he should not daven. If you come to daven Shemona Esrei, Mincha Shacharis, and you realize that you have to go to the Beis HaKiseh, you are not allowed to start davening. Even if you say, I don't need to go now, I'll need to go in an hour and 12 minutes, the 72 minutes, you should not daven. You have to first go to the Beis HaKiseh. That is the halacha. Let's say a person starts davening and he's clean. He's clean. He does not need to go. And then suddenly the unexpected happens. He is in the middle of Shemona Esrei and now he does not feel well. He has a hargosha. He has a sensation. What is one to do if you are in the middle of Shemona Esrei and this has happened? It's after the fact. You, when the person started, you didn't expect this to happen. So here it says something very interesting, which we don't really do today. Kvarnis, I've never seen anyone do this, so at least it says you don't do this in shul anyway, but even privately. Kvarnis, bar b'sim yibayez b'sim gimudim margish b'yatzmei afilu k'tzatz, hargoshel l'tzrochav oso l'spal l'ad shi'inak e'tzatzmei. You're not allowed to start unless you go to the Beis HaKiseh. That we know. U'mikol shchein l'tfil l'tzilash shmon eshe. You're not allowed to have a shmon eshe. It's pushed. She'osu lo l'amal l'spal l'b'kishu margish k'tzatz l'tzrochav ad shi'inak e'tzatzmei. B'ulam. However, here's our problem. In mitchila lo hirgish klal, everything was fine. The acher kach b'emtza tefillah shmona esrei hirgish, and in the middle of shmona esrei, a person has a hargasha. Shutzarech litzrachav bein ligdomin ligtanim. So now the halacha is: do not. We're going in a case where it's not an emergency. If it's an emergency, you have no choice. You have to go to the Beis HaKiseh. We're talking where it's not that level. It's not a level of an emergency. It's a level where a person can wait. He can just wait until the hargosha passes for a few moments. So yatzar, a person should stop the Shemona Esrei, stop saying the words, but don't leave your makom. Don't leave your place. Just wait until the hargosha passes. Yatzar es atzmo ad sheyigmar shmon esrei. Ad sheyigmar yatzar atzmo ad sheyigmar shmon esrei v'lo yafsek. You should wait until hargosha passes, and then you should just finish this shmon esrei. After, just deal with it. Deal with it the best that you can, but don't be mafsik in the middle. Do not leave. Do not go to the Beis HaKiseh. Finish the shmon esrei. Afilu im hahargosha hi gedola. Very big chiddush. Even if it's very painful. As long as it's not at the level where we understand that we have no choice. You have to go to the Beis HaKiseh. But if you do have a choice, no different than if you're in a business meeting, or if you're on the bus, Or if you're driving, okay, we all know our own self, different levels of emergency. So you can continue to daven the Shmoneh Esrei until you finish. Mikol Mokom Yasser Tzatzmo Kol Zman She Yochol V'Lo Yavzik Lotzitz B'Em Tzah Shmoneh Esrei Aliyacha Shesim Amavarech Asamoy Shabbat Shalom. Now, next, Yudzan Hirgesh Yajasmen Ruach. Now, new case. Okay, that's a case the person has a sensation. He's in pain. He has cramps. You should not have begun the Shmoneh Esrei in such a situation, but if it's not your fault, it happens suddenly, deal with it, do not be mafsik if you can withhold yourself. However, what happens if a person passes gas? So that is a problem. So hirgish shayatzim min ruach melamata v'efshle la'atzar in the spalda base. If you're in your home, that is an incredible chiddush. If you're in your home, you're diving privately at the kosel, and you pass gas, then the halacha is you should move away, move to the side, hoylech either backwards or to the side, hoylech la'acharav dal rames olit stadin umoytzi haruach umamtin ad sheyich lehareach, and wait until the reach passes. Now the Mishnah Berurah is something very important halacha that does not say in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You also shall move your tefillin to the side, because you're not allowed to wear tefillin in a matzav. It's a very halacha stuff. It's chomor, a matzav of where you pass gas. So you should move your tefillin to the side and pass the gas, and you shall distance yourself from the makom where you're davening the Shmoneh Esrei, going backwards to the side, and you wait. You wait until the reach passes. The choizel makom of you. I mean, this is an incredible chiddush. You're supposed to say these words. It appears that you're supposed to say these words. Afilu beemsa Shmoneh Esrei. I don't think people do this. Maybe you should. Maybe we should. But davening privately, not in the Beis HaKnesses. Basically, you don't do this. Davening privately. Starting privately, and you middle Shmoneh Esrei, you pass gas, you step backwards, move to the side, move the tefillin, wait until the reach passes. Then you put your tefillin back into the proper location. Then you go back to where you came from. And then you are supposed to recite the following nusach, and that's not printed in any siddur that I've come across. You're supposed to say, Riboin Ho'ilamim, the master of the world. Yitzartanu nikovim nikovim chalulim chalulim, you've created us with cavities and openings. Golui v'yadua lefonecha cherposenu uchlimosenu. You know that we are people of shame, different forms of shame. Cherpa nechlima. Cherpa chlima b'chayenu. We are a form of shame and disgrace in our lifetimes. Rima v'toileya b'moisenu. We are worms, maggots in our death. The goymer, and then after you say those words, you don't make any bracha. This is not asher yotzar. You don't make an asher yotzar for gas. And you don't make this. You don't say this nusach. You don't say this nusach. A person passes gas if you're not in the middle of davening. But if you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you have to take steps back to go away from the place of the reach in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, after the gas passed and you put your tefillin back in place, you're supposed to say this nusach, and then the goyim to feel also. Now that's only true in the privately, but you're not going to want to do this in the Beis HaKnesses, because it's very embarrassing, right? It's embarrassing enough that there's a reach, there's an odor in the Beis HaKnesses. But it's embarrassing enough to advertise that you are the source. That's even worse. And the Torah had rachamim upon Godol Kovar Habriyos. So the Beis HaKnesses, you do nothing. Just stand where you are. You're not allowed to daven. You should, if you can, you should move your tone to the side. No one's really watching anyway. Move your tone to the side, and you shall, and you don't say the nusach, because the only reason why you say the nusach is if you move. If you do a maisa to uproot yourself from your location of tzila. But if you're not actually uprooting yourself from the location of tzila, you're not required to say this nusach. So he says two things. If this happens against your will, the first thing we mentioned before, when you say this nusach, is when a person deliberately, when a person with kavana releases the gas because he's in pain. But when it happened without the person's knowledge or he's in the Beis HaKnesses, v'im yotzmen ruach ruach b'mukom b'lo insai, without his knowledge, v'chein in mispal b'tzibur she'yispayish im yisrachik l'acharov, eino yitzrach l'charchik es atzmo, you need not distance yourself, v'gam lo yoymer horiboin, you need not recite this nusach, elayamten ad she'yichle horeach v'goymer tifilosai. Okay, that will stop here. Take a break.